Yeah.
Welcome to Heezy's World.
Cause Heezy does it, I know you love it. I hear nothing of it if you deny the subject. I'm here devising up shit for me to find and hunt you, so I can defy your hunches. Cause I design with punches, these limes are rhyming bunches. You guys just find assumptions. I'm the type to try and run shit until you find the gumption. I lay designs, haters try and replicate it. It's a waste of time, face it. Just take a dime and place it and maybe grind it up in the blunt. Cause your time is up, might as well just get high as fuck or a fly. Cause you'll never be high and fly as fuck as I. Hi, my name is Heezy, the reason you came to see it. And that's an entendre for you, so come on along, it's joyous. Another episode of Heezy's World. I am the bro Heezy that you know and love. I am back here for another podcast. And to say, hey, how's everybody doing out there? This is episode 154. And I'm back in the dough in the Heezy's World Studios. I don't mean to rhyme. I just am a rhymer. Let me turn on my memories. But anyway, how's everybody doing out there? Alright, seeing some technical difficulties over here, but yeah, how's everybody doing out there? We have Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube,
and Spotify. Y'all subscribe to my Spotify and my YouTube. I'm trying to get graphics, but my technical team is off today, so we're gonna get back to it. But anyway, yes, I am good. I am Rohizi, so it's all, like my man Soup say, I'm super good. No matter what's going on. You got a broken leg, I'm super good. Just got out of an accident, I'm super good. Just lost his favorite pet, I'm super good. Be super good like Soup. Shout out to my man Soup. And all the people out there in the Heezy's world that you know. But yeah, I'm good. I'm out here living life on this great hump day and this wonderful Wednesday. What day is this? The 21st? Okay. 6/21. I don't know anybody's birthdays today. There are some people's birthdays today, but nobody that close. But anyway, yeah. So happy Father's Day to everybody, all the fathers out there. You guys you're doing the damnedest, all right? That's what's up. Mothers, pipe down. This is not your time. Just relax until next May, okay? But yeah, shout out to all the fathers. Shout out to my father and all the father figures in my life. There's not many, though, which is a problem. But yeah, And also, happy Juneteenth, you know. Shout out to all the people out there celebrating the holiday that recognizes why America is what it is. Like Trump says, what it is, a great America, make America great again. but not, all right, man, that joke is way off. But yeah. And also happy National Yoga Day. I don't know if you guys do yoga, but it's pretty fun, and it's good for you. It's like the most exercise. It's like people that don't really want to put in the work to exercise. I mean, it's still exercise. It still takes some shit out of you, but it's not that bad. It makes you feel good. You know, it's always good to move your body parts. It like it gets everything. It gets all the nooks and crannies out your dannies. You know what I'm talking about? But yeah, so happy all those days. And the other days, happy left foot day. What's going on, everybody? I'm tired of all this shit. It's like, nah. Juneteenth is pretty cool, though. But and Father's Day. All these days are cool. Yoga, fathers. Do some yoga with your black fathers. Or find a black father and do some yoga with that guy. And yes. Yeah. So today on Heezy's World, episode 154, we're going to look at how... I was playing the song Lost and Turned Out by the Great Backyard Band. And yeah, we're going to take a look at the world striking back at the BS that the humans put her through. Or him through, you know. But yeah, man. I don't even know where to start. But let me go ahead and shout out, you know, Juneteenth. I realized last week that Tyler Perry bought BET and VH1. For $400 million, making him the first black man to purchase two major cable channels. All those, and that explains why Love and Hip Hop is now on MTV, which I did not know that. So that's pretty cool. I do not like reality TV shows, especially shows like that. So that's what's up. Shout out to Tyler Perry. I look forward. I mean, I've missed so much. Last movie I saw was... I was about to lie and say where the lady poured that hot pot on that handicapped dude, or made the dude handicapped by pouring that hot pot on. I can't remember which order it was, but yeah.
He has a show on Nickelodeon too.
Yeah, wow. Tyler Perry has a show on Nickelodeon. That's amazing. I didn't know that. That's what's up. Also, major announcement. Jonathan Majors. I don't think he was deemed innocent, but the facts starting to come out. It sounds like... And it's not always like I just said, the facts are coming out. I don't know if there's actual facts, you know, just solid. The case is not shut yet, so I don't know what's going on, but it sounds like this was a situation of racism by the cops, like the cops were trying to coerce the lady into putting Jonathan Majors under. So, you know, I mean, I don't know. I'm going to wait and see what's going on, but that's a suffice. It's good to hear. It seemed like, because I was taking part in all the, like, saying that the Megan Good relationship was a ploy, a PR thing, PR stunt. And, you know, I mean, it's kind of trifling. It's disgusting what was going, what is still happening to black men out there, you know. But, he lost his white boy and went Megan Good. Yeah, I mean, that's the story now. That's the narrative. It's not, he's with Megan Good, shamed ex-girlfriend with maybe aggressive boyfriend. You know, I don't know. Now the narrative is depleted. That's what the internet says. It's not what I said. You know, because she was the one that got cheated on by the Celtics coach, right?
Megan Good?
Yeah, or was it somebody else? Or was it the priest?
She was married to Devon Franklin.
Who's a priest?
Yeah.
Okay, is he married to Kirk? Is he related to Kirk Franklin?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Well, anyway, yeah. She got dumped, right?
They announced that they mutually decided to part. It does look like it was more his.
She got dumped. So it looked, made her look bad. You know, Megan Good is bad. You know,
she can love him. He does give me manipulator for sure.
Isn't it? Who's the one that got dumped by the Celtics or got cheated on by the Celtics?
That was Nia Long.
Oh, damn. Anyway.
They're not married. They've been long time
partners. Look, I believe, them ladies too beautiful to be in relationships. But that's just my way of looking at things. But anyway. Where was I going with all that? Oh, yeah, so Jonathan Majors may not, you know, this makes me happy. Makes me happy for a number of reasons, but kind of the nerdy reason it makes me happy because Marvel can maybe go forward with the Kang the Conqueror thing because I felt like they was about to drop it because of all this noise. So, you know, that's pretty cool. I hope it works out. I hope everything works out. But I'm not happy with Marvel. You know what I'm saying? Little geek talk real quick. You know what I'm saying? I just saw... Actually, no, I'm sorry. That was Flash. And yeah, Flash... It wasn't trash, but it was, you know, DC is, they're still throwing out what they can before they change the tide or whatever the fuck's going on over there. But Ant-Man was a little bit of trash. Galaxy of the Guardians wasn't. So I'm just hoping for, you know, my childhood dream of these movies continuing successfully for decades. I hope it lasts. So yeah, moving on. Okay. Where do I start? I said we're going to talk about all the bullshit that's been going on. What's been going on with me? I can't even remember right now. Well, I've just been chilling. I don't know how detrimental it is to say that I got a job as a secret shopper. Like, the secret's out. Honestly, I think that's good because, I mean, if I was to walk in your store and you was like, hey, he's a potential secret shopper, yeah, I want you to be on your shit for my customer service pleasures. So, yeah, that's out. But for what, who, and how I do it, you don't. So, you know, I don't know. It's okay. I think it's an okay job to get fired from. So, we're going to see. But I just like that. I got that job. I'm supposed to do that before the time limit's up. The time limit's coming up, though, and I haven't done it yet. But, yeah, look out. Look out when I come in your store. You better be on your shit. You're getting fired. That'd be so fucked up if it was my relative. But, yeah, I mean, everybody should be doing their job, okay? And anybody in my family or anybody close to me or connected to me should be doing their job at a high capacity because we're all great, right? That's what I think. Okay. But, yeah. So that's about that. It's summertime. I got yard work to do. You know what I'm saying? That's my exercise now. I done completely left the gym. ever since I went to Miami. Like, I went to the beach. I've already took the pictures with the bod and done. Summer's good. I'm good. I'm just waiting for football season now. Now it's time for Redskins pictures. Commanders pictures. But now I got about 2 more beach trips in me. I could talk about work a little bit. I'm going through, I guess that's more of a major thing in my life, is where I don't know, like, I got to figure out what to do next right now. Like, nothing's the problem. It's more of just staying ahead of the curves, you know what I'm saying? So I don't bump into them. It's a good drink, by the way. Shout out to my bartender, Toy. I don't know. So I'm going to just pray on that. Maybe y'all can help me pray. Or, you know, you can subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe to Spotify. If you have Spotify, you go search Yeezy's World. And you can do the same for YouTube. And then I can get more of a revenue stream for the streams that make revenue. Okay? And then I won't have to worry about actual jobs. Come on. Let's all help each other out here. You know what I'm saying? If I can make money doing this, then I'd be like, and I help you do what you got to do. It's a little bit, because... And we're all busy. But no, I mean, I don't know. Pray for me, guys. I'm trying to own up to the challenges in my life on many fronts. But work challenge, you know, you got to sustain yourself. You got to have money, unfortunately, in this world. And But I'll figure it out. It's going to be all right. Because who am I? I'm Yeezy. I have a comment here. Life is so blah. There's no winning. Just don't lose. And that's so true. You know, I wrote that down because I thought about being a parent. And like how I think about how much of an asshole I was as a child. And how much of an asshole parents are as parents. And it's like everybody does the best they can. And you can never really win. There is like no ultimate. There's no victory. Where you go through the tape and ha ha, I am the champion. No, it's a good days, and then you're gonna eventually have a bad day, and that's when everybody's gonna be like, "You're shitty. You suck. You should die." That's how the internet is. I don't think people are like that in real life, but I don't know. But yeah, man, you know, give grace to people. You know, that's a constant reminder for myself and others. We're all doing the best we can, and I try my best to remember that as well.
The whole time, not only
when you're on camera. Don't be like Joni Fontaine. I'm sorry, I didn't understand the comment there. What?
I said at all time, not only when you're on camera.
That's a shady comment. I was trying to say.
Thinking about Jonah's awful.
Okay, it's still a shady comment. But yeah, Black Mirror, she has a new season now. I keep seeing people say it sucks on Facebook or on Instagram. I be thinking those are bots, but it's actually my friend saying that shit. But, I've lost the first 2 episodes. I mean, the second one was kind of draggy. But, I mean, they still make you think, make you feel. And, like, that first one, was about, I can tell y'all, I mean, it's not much of a spoiler. But, I mean, imagine if something or someone, government or anybody, took advantage of you, took ownership of your life because of us, I mean y'all, not reading the terms and conditions before you when you agree for your new devices, when you accept the Samsung TV or a device or an iPad or an iPhone, you hit accept on this blur or paragraph of words, and we don't exactly know exactly what they're asking or saying. And just imagine what would happen if they were like, well, you've hit accept for the last 10 years. And by the 11th, by the 9th, the 9th acceptance allowed us to go inside of your body whenever we wanted. Or, you know, use your likeness for whatever we needed. You know what I'm saying? Like they needed an enemy for propaganda for the Ukraine war or whatever. I don't know. You know, just imagine, AI is coming up, y'all. Like, Marvel just got thrown under the bus again for using AI on their show today, the new Secret Invasion show with Samuel L. Jackson and shit. And they're using AI intro, which I didn't even notice. I just saw it in the new on the socials, And I'm just like, okay, what's the big deal? But I mean, at the same time, I mean, I'm trying. It's like, well, I'm trying to be the most balanced person I can be. You know, it's more of like, I'm always fearing for the old people. And when I say that, this is gonna, it's like, how do I stop myself from being offensive? I don't. It's like for the dumb people that don't know how to use the internet. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, you gotta, you know, it's. I always think about them people. You know what I'm saying? It's people trying to take advantage, like the terms and conditions. You never know what people are trying to do out here. And then I'm on the other side of, like, we got to change with the times, okay? You got AI. We'll start to get your AI team in. You know what I'm saying? Get your whatever you need to do to move with the future. Don't let it move against you. But, yeah, I don't know. But I am with the old ways, too, so I don't really know what to say about all that. But, yeah. What is this? Bet you didn't know. Oh, this is interesting. Bet you didn't know. I was today years old. This is something I saw on Instagram. I was today years old when I found out that Ziggy Marley sang Arthur's theme song. Anybody know that? No. I never knew that. I was like, what? And I say, hey, oh, yes! No wonder it was so goddamn good. That's so interesting.
I always thought the people all thought they were black anyway.
Yeah. Hmm. It was kind of racist they made them aardvarks, I think. But,
Why?
Yeah, that was a banging intro. I mean, I don't know. I'm always, you gotta always get, be skeptical, right?
First about aardvark.
I don't know. I'm just watching out for it. Damn, I just looked at another post under that. It says, number of teenagers who don't enjoy life has increased. Thanks to social media. Let me read that.
Everybody's comparing their lives to social media.
The rise of social media has led to an increase in depression and hopelessness among teens. There are roughly twice as many teens today who agree with statements like, I can't do anything right. I do not enjoy life and my life is not useful compared to 10 years ago. According to psychologist and generational expert Dr. Jean Twenge, these are staggering numbers, just enormous increases, and parents are rightfully very concerned about their children's mental health. The University of Michigan poll, which is discussing Twenge's book, Generations, the real difference between Gen Z, Millennials, Gen X, Boomers, and Silence. What the hell is Silent? And what they mean for American future is just the most recent shocking finding regarding teen mental health, as rates of teen anxiety and depression have increased. That is something. I mean, I don't even know what to say about that. That is, you know,
keep
them off the iPad. The thing is, we've already started putting the babies on the iPad. So how are we going to take it away when they become teens? They're going to already figure it out. They're going to figure out the settings, the parental controls. Matter of fact, I got something. They got palm payments now. So at some point, Apple is about to come out with a whole visor, which just has a phone in your eyes now. So it's like, what are you going to do?
I think about those parents who only post pictures of their kids with filter. And then they're going to grow up and never see a real picture of themselves. Because they're all with filter.
That's crazy. It's crazy. But alas, you know, we have to remember that I got to remember these numbers. Because I remember seeing this. I was like, oh shit, that's crazy. Last I checked, it was about a year or two ago, it was 2.2 billion people that had the internet or had, like, social media. It's like 6 billion people in the world, so let's give or take that 4 billion teenagers are not suffering right now. So long to those two. It's like, nah. But, yeah, I mean, just be, let's remind kids of why we are living. I mean, we are all living in this ball of hell, I will agree. But, we can all make it fun, you know what I'm saying? We can all make it great. I'm always preaching that. I know people get greedy. You know, we want things to ourselves. We want to solidify our stance in life. But if we all are doing for each other and all can have that confidence or feeling with somebody always got our back, then what can we do wrong? I mean, some people do use that in the wrong way. So, I don't know. Life is just life. Just live it, goddammit. You don't know what's next. It could be nothing. And you wasted your time. But yeah. Oh yeah, so another day, another thing. Shout out to the Geminis, I guess. I got a brother that's a Gemini. I got an old friend that's a Gemini. I got a couple friends that's Geminis. But Geminis are a weird bunch, I will tell you what. Like, for people that don't believe in horoscopes, that sign right there, that sign you can put in the dictionary. Say, nah. But nah, I mean, is this how y'all gonna do it? Y'all ending with this rainy ass cold day here in the DMV? Or is this the beginning of cancer season as my sister joins the live? What's up, Benita? And shout out to Ramizzle and Solo Lolo. What's up, y'all? And Nicole's Slaw. What's happening, guys? But yeah, cancer season's coming up. Man, I'm not a fan of cancer. See, I mean, my sister's a cancer. I love that cancer. But there's other cancers in this world. I mean, and I love everybody. But, you know, some people give me a hard time. It's like they just feel like, I don't know, Sagittarius are threatening or I'm just so awesome. You know, my cousins would be to put me on to this comedian, Matt Rife, I think. And he was talking about how pretty people have no sympathy. And it kind of made me feel good. It's like nobody gives a fuck about pretty people. It's like, you just broke your leg. Oh, you'll be all right. You'll fucking heal up and people like you. People love you. You know what I'm saying? Get the fuck over it. And you know what I'm saying? Like, it is kind of true. I was like, damn, it's really true. Like, people really get shitted on. Like, the way, you know, people shitted on Jonathan Majors or, you know, Kim Kardashian or anybody out here. Just, you know, those are very random actors. But just people get shitted on just for, like, people don't know people and people shit on them. And it's like, you know, it's not really cool. But, yeah. So I understand what you ugly people are going through. It's like, but no, that was the how the joke went. So shout out to Matt Rife. What's up, B? apparently he's just a YouTube comedian. And I never heard of him. That's pretty cool. He needs to get his Netflix deal. Oh, I brought up the Geminis because I got this old post from Kanye having a, sushi. I got to call it coochie sushi. He had sushi on these naked women at his party, at his birthday party. And I'm just like, that's pretty nasty. It's like sushi already kind of tastes like coochie. You know? No, I mean, you know, it's, you know, sushi's not like extremely tasty. You know, it's a little, let me not even... But yeah, oh, that's where he was. He used to be on Wild and Out. Okay, I have seen him on there and wonder who he was. Okay. I don't know if I talked about this last time, but I'm... shout out to the old people. You know, my dad. Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, and Bill Murray. Maybe exclude Bill Murray. Because there was like a rumor going around that Bill Murray and Khalees were dating. And I was just like, shout out to these old men still getting a little play. You know what I'm talking about? Maybe they're getting a little used. But hey, optics is everything these days for everybody. But yeah, Al Pacino got, he's like 80. He had a baby. And Robert De Niro like 82 and he got a baby. And I'm just like, I could wait. You know what I'm saying? Those are the type of kids that take over your, shout out to, what's his name? I'm going to say Mr. Amos. I can't remember his fucking name, first name. The guy from, Good Times. He, apparently is suing his daughter for taking advantage of him or some shit. So, you know, that shit still goes on. Heard about Stan Lee going through that. God rest his soul. And other old people. You ever wonder, like, who's old right now? That we Morgan Freeman, look out for your kids. who else a beloved old person? The dude that played Star Trek, dude, the white dude with the wheelchair, Professor X, watch the children.
You know, and Robert De Niro, these young girls are having babies with them. No one about to die. They're trying to get
the wallet. But I mean, I don't know. Live your life. I mean, I think it's cool. I don't know. I'm not in their shoes. But I mean, it's just interesting. You know, the thing is, you know, these kids need a father. You know what I'm saying? It's nice to have your father around. Or you're really just going to be like, my dad did pretty good in Heat. But I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Happy Father's Day, though. Happy Father's Week, year. You know, your father is not just a day. Appreciate it every time. Speaking of wallet, my wallet got stolen last week or 2 weeks ago. I can't even remember. And let me tell y'all, I mean, I guess I can say it now. But I'm the type of person that leave my door open, okay? Now, I don't know if that's what happened. But I'm the type of person that leave my door open and my wallet in the car. Now the wallet part is dumb. It's not like I do it when I go out to, like, places outside of places I'm comfortable at. But, you know, it kind of, you know, that hurts my feelings. That hurts my world feelings. You know, it hurts Heezy's world's feelings. It's like, damn, this world that wicked? Why the fuck are people doing this? And I know it's a constant thing that happens. People still, you know what I'm saying? People still, like, sometimes I feel for people that still. Because it's like, damn, you really have no chances. Or you're lazy as shit. Get the fuck out of my car. But I mean, I don't know, man. I'm happy that it did not change my life, but it did make me. It's a reminder that this world is still this world, and it's just like, oh man, now I gotta be all secure and shit. It's just like I'm not trying to be one of these old people that's always scared and got my head on a swivel.
But you should.
But I should, for sure. But it's just like, man, we all should be walking around comfortably, man. Like, I don't know. A lot of people I know, good friends, don't believe in world peace. Like, people will never agree with everybody. People will live to be rebels. And I'm one of those rebels, but I mean, I'm for life. But, you know, but it's just crazy, man. But, you know, that's just my little issue. It's not a big deal. I mean, I'm happy. Maybe it was either 30 or 90 in there. I don't know. It sucks, but whatever. Oh, and then I had like a foot issue the other day. This is back to Heezy's immediate world here. I got calls and texts and shit because I posted on Facebook talking about my foot ain't working. And everybody was like, you got gout. Oh, check your gout. I'm like, man, fuck y'all. I'm too young for gout. And get off WebMD, okay? My foot's okay. I'm back. I don't know what the hell happened. My big toe was inoperable, and I couldn't walk. I mean, it's so crazy. Like, your thumbs and your big toes are so important. You guys don't understand. Like, because I had a cut on my thumb, and that shit had me feeling weird for a week or so. So weird. But, yeah. Whatever, Benita, I'm just older. I know, but damn, this shit is jaw whack. Like, getting old, man, it's like, damn. It's kind of, getting old kind of makes sense. It's like, sometimes I'm okay with getting, like, knowing that people are older. Like, when I think about the wickedness, like government people doing wicked things. It's like, I'm a conspiracy theorist. I mean, government people do wicked things. But anyway, I can say that better. People in high places do wicked things that supposedly run the world. And I'm happy because they're too old to just do wicked things all the time. You know, so we gotta be a prisoner that, like, some wicked people are about to die soon and, like, they can't keep up to their ways. You know what I'm saying? Like, they can't, like, Dave Chappelle said in that one show, they can't come on all of us. Somebody out there is laughing. But, what was it? You eating right? Girl, Benita, my big toe, there was no physical scar or nothing. It just stopped. It was just like the part of it just hurt if I touched it. And, like, I don't know. And it stopped me from walking. But, my aunt who called, she was like, you got the gout. She was like, stay away from the shrimp and the seafood. And this brings me to something else I was thinking about today. Cause I was watching Joe Rogan and RFK, Robert F. Kennedy. I mean, you know, his father's, I believe it's John F. Kennedy who got assassinated. So I'm surprised he's still here because you know, Kennedy's been through some shit. But he speaks publicly and prominently speaks on all the conspiracies in the world, and he has like all the research and shit. And it's like nobody listens to this man. But what was I going with that shit? Oh man, I forgot what I was about to say. She says put Vicks on it. That's what most people do. But damn, what was I about to say? Well, it's something about conspiracies, man. Damn, I forgot. But I don't know. RFK, I think somebody we can listen to. But I don't know. You know, you never know. You know, people don't like anybody that's on, or Joe Rogan, or anybody that goes on Joe Rogan. So I'm not trying to be the enemy here. But yeah, as far as the world, like, what is going on? Oh, one more thing. Hey, I hear about Mariah Mills. Did you hear about Mariah Mills? You know who Mariah Mills is? So it's the porn star. And like, man, like I think about all these superficial people in the world who like don't actually have like any people skills or actual skills, but all they do is look pretty. And speaking on all of this, matter of fact, let me get my thoughts together. I guess I'm getting a little inebriated. But yeah, Mariah Mills, porn star, is fucking with Zion Williamson, a NBA rookie who never took off. And something happened, like he left her, and now she's in shambles. And last thing I heard, she got banned off from Twitter for trying to leak sex tapes of his, which is like revenge porn.
Yeah,
it's illegal. But
so like she moved to his city. He said that he was gonna like take care of her and made like all these false promises. Mm. And, like, he ended up having a baby.
Man, if I could speak on this real quick. I mean, you know, there are some women in this world. And, I mean, there's a woman in here right now. But, you know, I gotta, I'm trying to not give a fuck about anything and say how I feel. But it seems like a lot of women, all, maybe all, are struggling out here because, I take it back, not all, but just, it's just women, they're having a hard, well, I'm learning women are having a hard time. It's like they're trying to sustain their life by the women who do it, like investing in a partner. Like I got in an argument with somebody who made me feel sad at the end of the argument about how, like, well, the argument came from a meme that said, I forgot what the thing said, but it's to say I'm looking for a partner or something like that, and I remarked like rolling my eyes, but I didn't even get to the point I was trying to say. I was trying to start a conversation by rolling my eyes, but I guess that's not how you start a conversation. But I was trying to point out like I don't like that some people feel like they need to find a partner to find a better life. I feel like you gotta find yourself to find a better life. And that's my issue, is that some people are desperately looking for a partner, and I feel like that's a big issue. Like, which, I mean, in the past, I feel like maybe I was, like, I don't know, I don't know. I mean, you know, you wanna see what a relationship is like, you know what I'm saying? See some benefits to it, and you know, but it's hard working with people. Like everybody should, I think everybody would agree with that. It's hard working with people. There are women who do not know how to depend on themselves first. Yes, that is true. And now let me not put all that shit on women. There's definitely men out here, because the more and more I date, I meet women who are like, the dating world is shitty. It got pee in it, like they say. I think it's worse, diarrhea. But I mean, you're working with people who have no, like I said, no people skills, no skills. like they're at 30, almost 40, maybe even 50, and they don't know how to, you know, do basic things like maybe wash a dish or do laundry or change a tire or you know, just some simple things in this world. And it's like, yeah, at that point, people do need a partner. I guess that's the thing. But I mean, I guess for the people that for anybody that I want to look up to, because I want to be somebody that I look up to. And I am somebody that I look, I mean, I'm awesome. But it's like, I don't want to be like that. I don't never want to feel like I need somebody. I got everything I got. God got me because he put me down here and he said, hey, life is for you. Go live it. And that's just how I feel like everybody should be. But whatever, I'm not saying break up with your person. I mean, break up with your people if you're not having a good time. I'm definitely for that. People out there want you, so let them have you. And go find what you want. But let me not go too far in that direction. But yeah, Mariah Mills is a sad case, bro. I don't like how that girl put herself out there like that. She was putting, like, trying to expose the DMs. And it's like, girl, you look bad. You look bad. You're getting flown out. You believing in the shit. Like, I mean, also, Zion, it's naughty. You shouldn't lie. You shouldn't lie. Nobody should lie. But, shit. You know. But, I mean, I don't know his side of the story. I haven't heard nothing from him. So, maybe he's like, this girl crazy. I mean, I ain't fucked that bitch. Like, that's, you know, you never know. But anyway. So, yeah, the world. Oh, okay, one more thing before I get to the world. Actually, there's so much news up in this bitch. Let me just talk about it. All. Oh. Back to parenting. What'd she say?
I didn't know who that was at the time. And I was like, this is the moment where I feel really old, where my daughter is now teaching me what's cool. I then had the idea to put her in a Skims campaign. So that all came through North.
I just want to hear
and what she was.
Kanye was right.
I think it's always tough when you're co-parenting and someone wants something and someone doesn't. I would say the Ice Spice videos, she said, Mommy, can I post this? I was out of town, so I had my nanny was there and allowed it. And then as soon as I saw the words and everything, I was like, oh, no, no, we're taking this down. She was totally understood.
It's too late.
So I
everybody saw it. Everybody was reposting it.
You know, and then I saw on the internet, it's like, Kanye was right. You know, and maybe he was, you know, in that instance.
That's all we get, man. Maybe he was. You never get, oh, he was right. You never get a he was right. Happy Father's Day, gentlemen. But I just, you know, we got to remember these things because people be wrong. Like my last episode, it takes a long time to be right. Motherfuckers will make you feel shitty for being mad at you doing something stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like, the fuck? But anyway. man, moving on to the next thing. I really felt that. But parenting is trial and error. So, you know, like I said, I did say that before. Red flag. Oh, I'll get to that later. All right. Booty call hours. I saw this on the internet. Booty call hours, 18 to 30 years old, 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. 30 to 40 years old, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. 40 plus years, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. And those are really believable. Let's say for the Heezy, my booty call hours was 18 to 32. Was 1 a.m. to, well, I mean, from 18 to 25, it was like, you know, 1 a.m. to 5, 4:20 a.m. the 30 to 40 seems interesting. Like, at 2 a.m., I think I can stay up till, but when you're 40, like, it's hard to stay up late. Like, I be staying up past 1, I be like, what the fuck am I even doing right now? Like, I'm gonna pay for this in the morning. But, yeah. Remember to get your booty call hours in check. Some people don't like to be texted before or after. Booty hours. Booty call hours. Oh, okay. I mean, I had this in my notes about a week or so. The Sukiyana thing. And I mean, I don't even think it's really anything to talk about. We should all know not to put our hands or lips on anybody who doesn't want that shit. But apparently, whatever name, AB, whatever these, what's with these guys and these abbreviations? These ABA, Young Boy, or whatever the fuck. YK Osiris made a post today of this man crying around a bunch of tissue or papers. I don't know if he was working on something, but I don't know what the fuck. It's like, damn. The internet is the issue, because everybody saw what you did. If it was just a little bit of people, he would probably fight it still, because he was trying to fight it at first. But when you got millions of people following you, telling you you're a pedophile or whatever, well, I don't know, they're both kids, but you know, calling you shit, that's wild. I feel for both people. Sofiana was like, I don't know how to stand up for myself. YK Osiris was deeply apologetic. But in the moment, that shit was just really weird. And I just wonder how many stars are like that. Because I used to think about, you know, I heard about them puffy parties, man. And then you hear about...
stars. It happens to regular women every day.
Oh yeah. I mean, very, very, very true. Very true. I was talking... Well, you're right. That's a better point. That it happens to regular women all the time. I was just talking about how stars get away with shit, but that star didn't really get away with that shit. But, yeah, I mean, it happened to women all the time. Great point. Shit, I got a friend on Twitter, Facebook, that got assaulted on a train recently while she was going to work. And they made short work of that. She got a picture to do. But, yeah, that's just wild, man. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, like, there's no sympathy for people doing that type of shit, but it's like, damn, man, the education is missing these men out here, or, you know, these people out here doing these type of things, and I just, you know, I just, like, that hurts my feelings, too. It's like, what the fuck? What happened? How did we get so fucking dumb? Making evil, making people scared to walk out here, making people scared to leave their wallet in their car. And a good part of PG County. Like, what the fuck? Like, nah. But nah, all jokes aside, I mean, that shit is fucked up. Everybody keep your hands to yourself. So you got, you know, be like me. My hands are welcome. Okay. I'm trying to get to the shit I was trying to get to, man. It's hard. But apparently Americans are drinking as much alcohol now as in Civil War days, a new report from the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism has found. Why me both friends I drink? We out here getting Civil War wasted, y'all. That's what I'm fucking talking about. Get your bayonets and your non-Confederate flags and get out there and be The average American drinks 60% more hard liquor now than in the mid-1990s, an unheralded surge in spirit consumption that signals changing taste in alcohol. Americans are drinking more wine, too. 50% more per person since 1995. I completely didn't see that. I'm getting blind. I'm getting drunk. But I would like a refill. But in a little bit. But alcohol consumption has risen and fallen dramatically across the decades. The average person drank 2.5 gallons of alcohol in 1860 at the brink of the Civil War, 1 gallon in 1934 at the repeal of Prohibition, 2.3 gallons in 1945 at the close of World War II, and 2.8 gallons in 1980 when modern-day drinking reached historic peak. Women may hold the key to rising liquor consumption. Women are quickly closing the gender gap in drinking and problem drinking categories formerly dominated by men. Ladies, is it because of us? That's what you would probably say, right? Right? Men once
out. The head of household now. It used to be men.
Ooh, is that even true? She said women are the head of household now. I mean, I believe it. Most women I know got more money than me. Or the women I like. <It's> like that's probably mean. I don't mean that. I don't like all women. You can have zero money. Oh, man. That's pretty wasted. But yeah, Civil War wasted, babies. Let's go. Get your muskets. Let's get fucked it. So there's a whole, like, I guess it's a whole, because I said I want to talk about, what did I say in the beginning? The world striking back on us. I haven't gotten to that, but I'm just, it's like a whole weather situation or animal thing. Did you hear that? That's never mind. Oh man, this fucking post. I would put it on the, I don't even do all that.
Dad, a full-up package by stab your dad's tire.
All you gotta do is...
If you really want to get out of football practice for the weekend, stab both tires.
Oh my gosh. A little kid posted this. Take the phones away from these fucking kids. It needs to be, it should be the new alcohol, 18 or older. What are you doing with that phone, kid? Yo, I'm glad I ain't got kids. That set me back 3 years. Cause like, what? Yo, if my kid did that to me, I would beat his ass. I would hold his foot while I'm recording me whooping his ass, holding one foot in the air. Like, what the fuck? That is terrible. But all for clout, man. These kids even worried about clout. This shit can get real dangerous or real good. I don't know. Okay, everybody's been talking about this today. The fucking missing ship. We got a couple millionaires or billionaires on a fucking submarine. And that submarine is controlled by something that looks like this. Like, they are down there. I mean, I heard 24 hours ago, they had 50 hours left. So, I mean, we can still... Everybody's making fun of them.
Hold on, there's no captain on the submarine?
There's a captain. I mean, I don't know. There's so many articles coming out about this shit. It's on major news channels. And they're talking about how... And also, for my conspiracy theorists, yeah, it seems like it is some news being thrown out there to throw us off for some other news. But let's just think about this for a second. Because it is scary as fuck. But I would never even be on there. So, it's not that scary. But, yeah, for them, that's crazy. So, yeah, I saw the making of the ship, and they had, like, a controller that steers the ship. Now, they did have a few of them, but I'm like, bruh, what, these joints don't even work on the fucking the systems all the time. Like, why would we even do that? But, yeah, they've lost at sea. They were searching the type. They were
abilities are that deep under the water.
Look, it's beyond me how they would even put themselves in this situation. But, yeah, that's some scary shit. Like, I don't even know if I'm claustrophobic, but that's just too much claustrophobicness for me. All right? Like, get out of here. It's 5 people in that little ass place. They got a little bathroom. I wonder who in that bathroom right now. I'm not coming out of here until we get the fuck out of here.
Do they have windows?
Probably not. I don't know. They had, like, what I saw was 3 TVs. And a bathroom. It was just like open ground. I was like, man, that's crazy. That is fucking crazy. But, I mean, God, save them, please. Let's all, you know, save them so we can have a start talking to them when they get out of there. But, nah, for real, that's pretty fucked up. Nobody wanted to be in that situation.
I hope they come back and want to donate their money to the poor. Like me.
That is great, yeah. They come back, they should donate their money to the poor. That's kind of fucked up. Stipulations for you living, bitch.
You survived.
But nah, Shout out to another old person, Joe Biden. Live Nation, SeatGeek, and other companies will allow consumers to see all fees up front following President Biden's push to end junk fees. The junk fees he referred to are the extra costs added at the end of purchases, often for concert tickets, resorts, and rentals, which motherfuckers be on and going to. The solution is what is called all-in pricing, and that's where companies fully disclose their fees up front. When you start shopping, so you're not surprised at the end when you check out. But yeah, that's a good thing. I wish they would, because I'm tired of, like, you know. You know when you go on a date, you know, you see, you scan the menu. I don't know. It's probably a man thing right here. I don't know. But you scan the menu. You know, you take a lady out. You like, cause ain't a thing. Hey, whatever you want, baby. Don't even ask me. What you say? Just order what you want. You tell them what you don't tell me. You know what I'm saying? That's how you got to be on a date. But then, you know, when you're looking at the menu, you like, tally, oh, yes, then plus tax. That's what we like, that. But, you know, sometimes you go to these fucking restaurants, you know, where the ladies like, and they got the gratuity. Plus the tip. Gratuity plus tip, guys. And that's what I just wish they would do that there, too. Like, cut the hidden cost of that shit. Like, yo, this will maybe cost you about $350, all right? Be ready. But, yeah, you know, that shit does blow me. Like, I don't like hidden costs. I mean, I would, like, it would make things better. People can make better decisions. Like, I think that would help the GDP a little better. Like, oh, I got a little extra money. Let's go buy some ice cream. Instead of, oh, ice cream's not in the budget, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's fucking go. Shout out to Joe Biden. Oh, man. So, yeah, to leave off of this shit. I mean, I don't know what's going on with the world. A couple weeks ago, we had a shark attack. Somebody fell off of a resort. Somebody jump over... Huh?
You know, we saw the shark in Miami.
It was right there. Oh, yeah, we saw a shark in Miami. Yeah, yeah. It was right there. It was right there. And of course, the white person was like, oh, it's just small. But, somebody did get eaten by a shark, though, recently. And once again, it's like these rash news stories are being talked about. Like, somebody didn't just die or get abused or something. It's like, yo, it was a severe victim here, man. They got family, bro. They're still living. They're listening to this. That the guy with the shark is not living. But, you know, I mean, wow. And then, we had a bear on the beach in Florida. It was a whale attack. What was a whale attack at? A whale swallowed up two people on a kayak, but they survived. That was 2 weeks ago. You know, it was a black bear spotted in Rockville. I was just talking about all this nature shit because I'm just like, what's going on? I you know, I heard this on Rogan. But I do believe that, I mean, these fucking animals got feelings. I even think the bugs got feelings. Like, we got this, there's this fly in this fucking room that just will not fucking leave the room. I've opened the door. I turn on the light. I turn off the light in here. And it still won't fucking leave. It's like it's trying to tell me something. Makes me feel like I'm lazy. Like, get your ass up, bitch! Get the fuck up, you got shit to do. That's what it makes me feel like the fly is saying. But anyway, I'm going to sit my ass down. But, yeah, I don't know. We got to listen to these animals, man. When animals start acting up, you got to watch out. That means something's coming. Fucking I-95 collapse in Pennsylvania. You know what I'm saying? The fucking air from Canada. Like,
no, that's because Trump canceled Obama's infrastructure bill.
Are you talking about the air?
All of, like...
Oh, the I-95.
Yeah, the bridge Trump collapsing.
Canceled Obama's, like, the bill. Trains, see?
The Trump train issues and stuff. He had the infrastructure bill that continued maintenance on bridges and train tracks and stuff like that.
It's good to know that these bills actually are doing something. So, shout out to Obama.
But, no, Trump came through and was like, no.
Well, shout out to the other half of America fucking it up for the rest of us, okay?
Now,
takes a long time to be right. We got to deal with 4 years of your fuck shit to have another 2 years of goodness. Like, 4 steps back to go 2 steps forward. You guys cut it out. It's like, wow. But this is good to know. I didn't know that. See?
Things matter. These bills are not just being signed. Like, you can't just repeal a bunch of shit because you want your shit to pass. Fucking douchebag. Oh, criminal ass president.
I think Samuel Jackson said something about him being a redneck little boy or some shit like that today. I saw that. But yeah, and then what else happened? I don't know, man. The world looking crazy, bro. The world is looking crazy. Shit breaking down. You know what I'm saying? Niggas getting civil war wasted out here. Like, we need to do a little better, guys. We need to live a little longer. No more home insurance in Cali.
Yeah, the air quality, guys. Like, what? How they gonna burn the sky up like that and we just gotta deal with it?
What you mean, no more home insurance?
Yeah, no more home insurance in Cali. Like, Geico. Oh, no, first, I think it started with, let me see if I got the article.
Oh, I don't.
But essentially, because of all the, I don't know if it's the earthquakes or because of all the natural events, the fires maybe.
Let me look it up. Stop sounding like a fucking idiot. Cali Insurance News. No new Cali property insurance policies.
No new ones. So all insurance companies just rolling out on the whole state? That's crazy.
Yeah, essentially, yes. You said it better than I could. That I just did. But yeah, all the insurance companies are rolling out of Cali. Oh, for property, like property insurance, shit like that. Just look it up, guys. I just wanted to show you what it is. I can't tell you the exact details at this moment because I'm a little inebriated. What's up, Randy? But, yeah. That's wild. That's some ghetto ass shit. Like, what? Are you telling me a shrimp fried this rice or not? That is so funny. It's a funny ass statement I saw on the internet. But anyway, that is so wild. That is so wild that you can't get insurance for your shit. All right? Like, and I don't like, I'm one person that does not like insurance. And, like, because I pay car insurance, and I've never gotten in an accident.
Ooh, drinking cups.
I've never gotten in a fucking accident. I've never gotten in a car accident. Yeah, I always get hit by, like, people hit me in the fucking parking lot, or, like, the first time I got my car, that shit was so funny. I went to my neighbor Marcus' house, and I backed into the fucking tree on the first day. My parents were like, you better be fucking responsible. You know, don't ever, you know, you better take care of this car. First thing I do, backing out this fucking driveway. Bah! Fucked up my trunk. But yeah, paying for what if, Benita says. Now, you know, you sound like a parent. Yeah, of course, you're paying for what if. But I mean, I look at that both ways, like, what if? What if nothing happens? And I just paid, like, damn near $2 million for 3 years. 20 years, maybe. Like, what? It needs to come back in taxes. Biden, it seems like you're looking out for the kids. Help me. Help us. I haven't heard from my school loans in a while. I don't know what's going on. I think they're coming back. I don't know. But, yeah. Oh, good news. I mean, these guys have created leather out of cactus leaves, which will save 1 billion animals killed for fashion. I love stories like that. I love people who recycle, use something that really isn't used. Like, this fucking cactus. Like, what the fuck does a cactus do? Holds water? Like, we got jugs for that.
You can eat cactus.
You can eat cactus?
I've seen it on menus.
Oh, hell no. I seen cricket on menu. You don't see me getting that shit. Like, but nah, man, that's tight, man. It's tight for people to recycle something and make nice shit out of it. That's like one of my favorite colors. So I will get some. Y'all see me in some cactus wear. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make a joke, but it's not going to come out right. You know, it's not summer, but I'm hot. I don't know. Anyway, yeah.
OnlyFans and local rappers.
I guess I wrote this down because I remember being one of those local rappers. And, you know, the rise of OnlyFans. And, you know, there's plenty of people. None of my friends. Like, do y'all have it or not? Would y'all tell me? Like, I feel like nobody's telling me and everybody has it. But so a lot of people I follow on Instagram and who follow me, they have their little OnlyFans. They're like, oh, you know, subscribe and you can see. And I'm like, no, bitch. Can you just take the thing away so I can see now? But,
you're right, though. Definitely seems like if there are no incidents in a year, we should get money back or a credit.
Thank you, insurance companies. It's a robbery, yo. Like,
there
what?
There was no pyramid scheme. You pay into it so they can pay other people.
It's crazy. But it is nice paying $500 instead of, like, $20,000. But, yeah. OnlyFans and local rappers. This is funny. It's just a little connection I made here. Like, you know, people that were trying to be... Everybody was trying to be a rapper or... What else were there? Singers. Singers, I think, were more successful. But, you know, that's the... Now OnlyFans is like the local rappers. But I think before that, podcasters is like the local rappers. Like, we out here talking, trying to make it out here, man. But, I mean, we all trying to make it, you know. And, you know, but I do feel like giving up your body and only making a little... No money is, you know, guys. I mean, I don't know. I like sex, you know. But, I mean, if you can't get a job because you had sex on camera, then that's a problem. But, I mean, I don't know which way the world is going. Like, can you have an OnlyFans and have your porno out there and, you know? Yeah, we'll take you here at Capital One. You know, I don't know. How does it work? I just want to do everything. But, yeah, subscribe to my OnlyFans. Is it one? Is there not one? I don't know. We'll see. Maybe soon. But, I don't know. But that's pretty much all I had. I wrote little advice this here's down. Use your annoyances to your advantage. This is for the ladies. Matter of fact, you know what? I did have a lot of shit to talk about. If I can use this, what time is it? 10:37? It's not too much time. Women annoy me. Okay, once again, I don't know what women go through. It's a much different world than a man's world. You guys probably get badgered a lot more than we do. Maybe like 80% more than we do. But girls be going crazy, like badgering us like a lot more than we expect. But anyway, so what was I about to say? Yeah, what ladies blow me, like the way women date or the way women cooperate or move in the world of, I guess, making friends is so, that's, I don't know. The way I'm about to sound maybe sounds selfish. Just like, I'm not saying that nobody needs to be my friend. It's more like when I approach some ladies on the street or in the DMs, it's more like, it's like a hurdle you have to jump. Like women, I mean, and once again, like women are badgered a lot more than they should be. And so they always maybe like, they make me feel like I'm coming to annoy them or, not that, but more like women are,
it is that.
But I mean, essentially, no, I'm not because.
But that's how it comes, that's what women think.
Well, I don't understand. Like, ladies, I'm trying to make you feel good out here. Like, only thing I'm trying to do is, like, now at the same time, it's not my fault if you get hooked and now you want me to play. What I'm trying to say is that, I wish women a little bit more friendlier. What I wrote down here is use your annoyances to your advantage. Like, niggas in your DMs. And I know there's levels to niggas. Like, niggas are super annoying. And then, for some women, not annoying enough. And it's like, for the ones that are super annoying, who will not leave you alone, put them to work. Like, I'm sure, maybe you probably can't outright ask for cash, which
Some of you do and get it.
I know nothing of it, but
like, use that shit to your advantage. Like, ask them to help you with your business or whatever the fuck it may be, you know?
But anyway, that's what I was trying to say right there. And also, like, the other part is, like, I just hate the way people, you know,
date. They don't have fun. People don't think that people have goodness to offer. Like, I really definitely just be trying to have a fun time. Go out and do something fun. Some women, and women that I've been with, they be like, all you wanna do is fuck. And I be like, no, that's not, I mean, like, why? And this is part of the argument I had with that person over that meme. It's just like, why do you feel like I'm gonna control you to the point where I make you have sex with me? Like, are you not in control of yourself? Like, what is this life that you are living? Are you outside of yourself and you see your body moving? Like, what are you doing? I don't get that shit. I really don't. And it drives me fucking crazy. You are in control of your body. You're in control of yourself. Just like you said no, you can say yes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't get it. But yeah, have more fun. Like, everything ain't gotta be a date. Everything ain't gotta be, like, with the opposite sex. I understand. Like, it's a hard subject. It's not a subject for everybody. Remember the people I was talking about, like, you know, pretty people? This is more for the pretty people. You know, all the uglies aren't together. But the pretty people, you know, we stand a chance out here. We're fine all alone. That's like, nah, let me stop. It's like, nah, let me keep going. I don't... It's like, but yeah, man. Just have fun, bro. You never know what you can get to. What was I just watching the other day? Something about... Oh, the show... What show are we watching with The Weeknd? Which he's playing a very good actor. Well, I don't even know if his acting is that good, but he's believable. Icon. It's called Icon on HBO on Max. And that show is pretty sexy. It like it has a flavor to it that I don't think it's been seen. It has the same like Sam Levinson, the guy who did Euphoria, has created it. He's the producer or whatever, but it's a different little spin. It's like that guy that does that show, Empire. It's like, he's weird like that guy, but he's white, so he's weirder. So no. But no. Euphoria. Huh? Euphoria. What about Euphoria? Is it the same? That's what I just said. I mean, no, it's similar, but it's not the same. This is a different... I've never seen nothing like this. This is like the inside world of a star, you could say. Or of the art world, I don't know. But yeah. But that's all I have today. It's getting a little foggy in here. I don't know. It's a little, I guess it's foggy from outside. I'm not sure. I'm getting a little tired. But anyway, I thank everybody for tuning in. And, you know, keep, you know, checking out the podcast. Subscribe to my Spotify and my YouTube. You know, share me along with your friends and your family. I'm easily consumable in and outside of this podcast. But yeah, I love you all, and I hope you all have a great next week, and I'll see you next time. I'm moving away from just going live on Wednesdays. You might see me pop up tomorrow or Friday or any day. Maybe on the 8th day, on the 25th hour, you'll see me. But, yeah, get out there and be all. Have a nice life. Goodbye. See you later. Oh, listen up, pineapple under the sea. Oh, wait, wrong camera. Oh, shit.